beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I want to thank Pastor for this opportunity. I think when he said it on Sunday, I was like, I wanted to ask questions, you know, but like, I was not expecting maybe until 2025 thereabout, you know. That, it is well. Thank you, sir. Thank mommy. Thank Pastor Bello, Mommy Bello, Father Oki, Barista, Pastor Dansu. Standing on existing protocol. That's one of the things we need to learn. Yeah, I'm learning that now. Hallelujah. Okay, so I will just build on what Pastor Joshua just said. I think we are going along the same direction. So I just try to build on it. And for me, I think I just start this little charge. Common sense to activating spiritual gifts. That's just what I just call it. You know, can I take in, wrote a book on common sense to fasting. So just common sense. And I think I got that from the testimony Bro Joshua gave 2 Sundays ago about a gift that was dormant in him for the past 5 years. And Sister Grace came on this Sunday, this last Sunday, and said there was a gift that was dormant also. And like you said, 2 gifts were dormant. And one was activated during the convention, and she's still expecting another one, the other one to be activated. Hallelujah. All of us here, I think we are all baptized in the Holy Ghost. And by virtue of that, we know that there is a deposit of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, upon each and every one of us. When you experience the baptism of the Holy Ghost, each of us have a token of the ability or gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Except you did not, what you experience as the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But if it is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then you have a token, you have one gift or the other that was given unto you. Hallelujah. And we said it, that speaking in tongues is not necessarily a sign that you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. There are other gifts of the Holy Ghost that may show that you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when we are talking about the power of the kingdom, it's something we can see. It's something we can know, we can observe. Are you getting me? It's not something that we just sit down and keep talking, gisting. For example, when you are talking about electric power, the physicists can come here and begin to tell us power, give us formula, give us all those things and all those stuff. Just get a generator or maybe a battery, just simple battery. Connect the north and south pole and put a bulb and we see light. All the calculations you have been doing and knocking our head and all those things, just do that. We will see it. All of us will understand. Hallelujah. Are you getting me? We will understand. So it is not something that we just say or explain by mouth. It is something we can see. Hallelujah. And by the time we look at the life of Jesus Christ, he showed it. He lived it. And that's who will follow. That's our primary example. No man is an example, though we can have mentors, that's good. But our primary example, the person that will follow is Jesus. He showed it clearly. To the extent that he sent his disciples out. Now, that was when the Holy Ghost has not even come. Are you getting me? But though he said he has given them power and authority to do that, and they went out and demonstrated it. So, gifts that are dormant is not useful to anybody. Are you getting me? It's not useful to you. It's not useful to anybody. Any gift that comes to you, either by the direct impartation of the Holy Ghost or by the laying on of hand or whichever. Are you getting me? And you are not demonstrating it. And you say it's dormant. It's not useful to what? To you or to anybody. And I don't think that's the intention of God giving you that gift, that it should be dormant. That's not the intention. It's for you to use, to manifest it. Oh, hallelujah. It's for use. Manifest it. So I'm just going to say this. I just want to bring out one character that we need to look at about gifts of the Spirit. That every gift of the Spirit that we receive them in seed form. You say what? We receive them what? In seed form. Let's check Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he said, the kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed upon the ground. Next verse. And then continues sleeping and rising night and day while the seed sprouts and grows and increases. He knows not how. Next verse. The earth produces and acting by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the food grain in the ear. Okay, that's good. Hallelujah. So, we likening the kingdom of God into what? A seed. Now, everything you are going to receive in this kingdom is going to come in a seed form. Everything you are going to receive from God is going to come what? In a seed form. God is not going to release anything to you in its mature state. It's going to take a process. Are you getting me? It's going to what? Take a process. It takes what? He said a seed. You know, was it 1 Peter or 2 Peter was saying that the seed we receive is not incorruptible. That we receive, corruptible, but incorruptible through the word of God. Uh-huh. So the salvation we receive was what? A seed. So God did not just place us like that and become son. We are just mature. It did not put us like that in that position. So if the salvation we receive came by seed, then every other thing will come like that too. It will be in a seed form. And Jesus himself was saying here that how seed grows, we don't know it. How it germinates, though science have gone and explained many things and other things. Are you getting me? But still, it's still a mystery. Are you getting me? How seed germinates, how it grows, is still what? A mystery. But this we know. Jesus says, first, we see some things we can observe. We can see there that this seed is what is germinating, is growing. It's not just there or dormant. Are you getting me? It's germinating. It's growing. We can see, 28. Let's say 28. The earth produces, acting by itself first, the blade, then the ear. Then we now see what? A full grain in the ear. You see, you can see how seed grows. Our seed germinates. All of us, we see one tiny thing coming out, and you can, if there is not taken, you know, I plant a vegetable. You can easily match it. I get it. If you match it, you will see one fine, tiny, fine, reddish vegetable coming out. Fine. You can observe it. I put it there for like 3 days. The third day or fourth day, I've seen something there. That means it's growing. It's germinating. It's not dormant. Are you getting me? So we can say it's growing. It's then after that, maybe by adventure you now have the stalk coming out. You now have branches, leaves, and all these things. That is it. So we can see that this thing is working. Or let me now bring it into gift of the Spirit that I'm talking about. Now we can now begin to see its manifestation. Once you receive the seed of a gift of the Spirit, we can now begin to see the manifestation here and there, little here, little there. People begin to notice. They're going to pay attention. Okay, this sister last week gave an interpretation of tongues. You study, maybe the next 1 month or 2 months, you still notice that again, there was another move of the Spirit, and we saw that, okay, she came and gave another interpretation. You see, you are seeing that it's working. You are seeing the manifestation of that. And she too is seeing it. All of us are observing it. We are benefiting from it. She too is seeing it. She's seeing it. And of course, if she's somebody that desires to grow in that, she will, of course, you what? She will grow. Or somebody that pay attention to, some of us have no problem. Really don't pay attention to the activities of the Holy Ghost upon us. Are you getting me? That's one of the issues we are having about the dormancy of the gift of the Spirit. Is that we don't pay attention to the dealings of the Holy Ghost inside of us. Now, it is peculiar. Everybody, you have a unique way. The way Holy Ghost deals with you. It's not the same way it deals with Father Ogi. It's not the same way, even my brother here. It's not the same way. It has its own peculiarities. It has to say, it has unique, it's your own uniqueness. Different, if we talk about speed also. The way, if the Holy Ghost is going to deal with you on a subject like love, it can take 10 years before you can finish that syllabus with me. And you, it can take maybe 1 month. Are you getting me? It's still the same Spirit. And you're not supposed to put yourself under pressure. Are you getting me? Because you're saying, wait, no, don't put yourself, under unnecessary what? Unnecessary pressure. Okay, that's one of the, I'm already jumping. That's one of the things I want us to note about activating gifts of the Spirit. And, Daddy said something, during the convention, talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, how I can manifest the gifts of the Spirit, I find this prototype, and I find it very interesting, really. And for me, it makes me want to grow more in the gifts of the Spirit. Are you getting me? Because Jesus in Mark, let me check my notes. Okay, in Mark chapter 16, let's check Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Just say something there. It's a common verse. Let me say, okay, is it 17? Okay, and this, no, hey, I said it. King James, please. It's just King James. Okay, and this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. So he said, this sign shall follow them what? That believe. That is open to everybody. Are you getting me? That this level is open towards anybody. So far you are born again. Are you getting me? So far you are born again. In fact, this at this level, you don't even need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost before you manifest this. Hallelujah. You don't need it. If you are born again, you can lay your hand on the sick and they will recover. They will. Are you getting me? But it will be limited. Are you getting me? When you now begin to talk about cancer, that's another level. Your faith may not be able to carry that as a believer level. So this is believer level. Now, when Paul was not talking in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he now said gifts of the Spirit. He now mentioned them. That one, that's another level at which you can be operating. Now, you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost to manifest those things. Are you getting me? You can't manifest all those gifts written there without being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Because it is what? Manifestations, what? Of the Spirit. So you need to be baptized, brought into that. Then, another one for baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's a field. Be filled with the Spirit. That's on that level. And for people that are operating at the level of gift, they operate more in that, in a gift, than at the believer's level. Are you getting me? For somebody, now that is where you would know it. For somebody in the church, there can be manifestation of the Spirit. The Spirit can just come up upon the atmosphere and pam, 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 pam. Somebody can be moved, okay, to give an interpretation of tongue and he's saying it, and he's saying it, and he's saying it, and he's saying it, and he's saying it. That person, if you observe very well, that person in the next 6 months may not operate in that gift again. Are you getting me? He may not operate in that gift again, but for example, let me use our daddy Bello as an example. Now, all of us, we observe, we know, except if you are not observant, that he interprets tongues frequently. Are you getting me? More often, are you getting me, than any one of us in the church now. So that you can see, at that level, he's operating as what? As gift. Are you getting me? It's not just at believer's level. That, okay, we believe that God can do this. This is gift working. Are you getting me? And also, it's not just gift as it is now. He's also operating in that as a ministry. So we must differentiate all these levels so that you will not put yourself, what? Under unnecessary pressure. Are you getting me? You don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure. And that is person is pressure. You want to do as Pastor Adadi Bello is doing. Interpret tongues like that. No, it doesn't come like that. You start small somewhere. And that is what God is expecting. Start small. If it is working of miracle that you perceive is upon you or you have received, what you are supposed to do, ask the Holy Spirit, help me, give me opportunity to express this thing, to manifest this thing. Bring opportunities along my way. Now, you're not supposed to come out, maybe they can't give you microphone in the church, and you want to do creative miracle. You want to, at that level, you will fumble, because you have not even tested it in one person, or two persons privately, maybe that's work or not. You now want to come out and demonstrate it outside for everybody. You will. God may show up. God may not show up. That is your own cup of tea. If he doesn't show up, that is your own. Are you getting me? But to save yourself of any embarrassment or whatever, just what? Start small. Start one-on-one. Are you getting me? If I go to Father Ogi, sir, I perceive I have a word of the Lord for you. If it is accurate, or if it's not accurate, Father Ogi can just, okay, no problem. He will just, He can still bear my inadequacies, my infirmities. He can still bear it. But coming here and say, just say the Lord, and he come, pastor will come out and say, that thing he just said, please, can you put it in dustbin? It is not the spirit of the Lord. Yes, you are the one that caused it. Hallelujah. You are the one what that caused it. So start small. Start with your friend. Start with people that we know will not embarrass you, will not disgrace you. Start with them. Exercise this thing with them. Work this thing with them. Know whether it works or not. Are you getting me? And by the time they are giving you their testimonies, one after the other, you are now going, so it's true. What I heard, okay. It's, now you can now begin. That's how faith works. So, are you getting me? But faith is doing. That is my own definition. That's my own definition of faith. Faith is what? Doing things. Do. What God says you should do, do. That's my own definition. It's not I have no leg here. No, no. Do it. Let me see you do it. That's faith for me. Hallelujah. So you start with one person. Your fellow brethren, your fellow, though those gifts are not supposed to be used amidst the brethren. Are you getting me? They are mainly for the outside people. Are you getting me? But all the same, because you are still learning these things. You are still learning it. Which God accommodates? Are you getting me? Which God knows? If it is healing, maybe you have not healed somebody that have common headache. Even you have not even prayed for yourself. You don't have the faith. You can't generate a faith to heal common headache. Now you are now graduating to somebody that is having tumor, that is having fibroid, or that is having those terrible disease. You will not have, you can't generate it. You can't generate faith for that. Even if the anointing is upon you to do it, you will not be able to exercise it. Are you getting it? Because you have not done little things. Let me try to summarize what I said. That every gift of the Spirit that we receive, they are in what? They are seed for. And because they are in seed form, it requires that they need time to germinate, to grow into their full maturity. Now, if it is in God's mind to now push you forward to the level of ministry, so be it. Are you getting me? But not only be that it is you that is limiting God. Are you getting me? That you started small and you're seeing a little success and you just rest in that little success. You are not pressing. Are you getting me? You are not pressing. You are not. It's not good. Hallelujah. So, other things that, okay, that can help if you are having, if you are perceiving that you're having a gift and it's not finding expression. Other things that you can do. Pastor Joshua was saying it, you know. You can take your time to pray and fast. Take your time to pray because that's the environment. That, because it's a seed form. The seed will do well in a good environment, in a good soil. If it is not in a good soil, the seed will not do well. Are you getting me? That's one of the issues we're having. The seed what will not do well. So it has to be in an environment that can thrive easily. You water it. You put maybe the land is lacking manure, is whatever. You water it. You do everything. And for example, these are the things you can do. Like I said, you can pray. You can fast. All these things are to break the barrier of not having faith. Are you getting me? Because the basis is faith. To express all the gifts of the Spirit is what? Faith. So every other thing that you'll be doing is to break that thing. Is to get it to the point of faith. Or to the point of doing. Hallelujah. Another thing is that you need to be deliberate about it. Are you getting me? When I was checking this thing, when I was reading Corinthians, I was looking at them. I saw Paul in the initial, at maybe chapter 2, 3 was saying, I could not talk to you as of the spiritual, as of the babes, and all those things. And I said, okay, no problem. But, there's no, if you are exhibiting something, if you are expressing something, it must have been that as a result of maybe something you have seen or heard. Are you getting me? You don't just do things without a preformed or somebody teaching you how to do it. So somewhere I see that Paul must have demonstrated, okay, Paul must have demonstrated gifts of the Spirit in that church, in the Corinthian church. Hallelujah. He must have demonstrated that thing to them well. And that's why they are profitable. You can see it. Paul said they were not lacking in any gift. So he must have demonstrated that thing to them. Though they were supposed to move forward. Are you getting me? Into maturity and all those things. Uh-huh. So, what? We see, what I'm trying to say that if you have any gift that you are seeing, you are perceiving that you are having, and it's not finding expression, look for people that have it, that are manifesting it on a regular basis. Are you getting me? For example, if I'm perceiving, for years I've been praying for interpretation of tongues. If I perceive that thing is resting on me, is there, I will just go to Pastor Bello, sir. How are you doing this? Is it that when you hear the tongue, you now begin to, and you try to conjure it? Are you getting me? Uh-huh. Ask him. I will ask him, sir, how are you doing it? Because I want to do. Thank you, sir. Correctly. He's manifesting it. He's doing it. I will go to him, sir. How are you doing it, sir? How does the Spirit come upon you? How do you release yourself? He will tell me. Are you getting me? From there, I know how to do. So next time the Spirit is upon me, I'm sensing it. I'm not going to struggle. I just, okay, this is how Pastor Velo said it. Let me just. Hallelujah. Or maybe it is the gift of healing. Look for people. Are you getting me? Don't limit your... Look for people that have that gift, that are manifesting that gift consistently. Look for them. Let me tell you, some things will not break forth too, except you move with some solid people that have that thing. It will not. I'm telling you. It will not. Now, one of my thoughts was that I perceive that most of us, if you say, what gift do you have in this church now? Most of us will be saying prophecy. It's because we have seen prophets all around. That's the reason why we are saying prophecy. Hardly will you hear people saying they had a gift of working of miracles. Because we have not seen, me personally, we have not seen. I heard him, somebody that manifest that gift. Consider, I've not seen. And me, I'm looking for that person. If I see one like this, are you getting me? I'm looking for. So it is what you see. We have been seeing somebody manifesting it. It's easy for you to what? To do that thing, to replicate. It's easy. So look for a mentor. Look for somebody. Don't, even if it's your friend, don't be proud. But to born again. You make a moment. Okay. And is that spirit? You stay there. Humble yourself. Go to the person. How are you doing it? How is it happening? Too bad you go here. He can hear she. Let him do it. All what we are after is that we shall do. Manifest. That's all we are after. Nobody is interested in dormancy. Nobody. Do. Hallelujah. So activating spiritual what? Gift. And that's at basis, at small level. At everybody should be able to just, if you want to exercise, that is one of the, if you know that it's a seed form, everything that is not, some of us, we have knowledge barrier. Are you getting me? We are not knowledgeable in that gift. We don't know how it works. Read materials. You see, I like Pastor Dele. One thing I like about him is that he's a man that you can easily know that this man, what he's looking for? He's looking for something. One of the things that I know Pastor Dele is looking for is miracle, healing. You can see him in his post. When you talk with him, 5 minutes, you will be hearing Pastor Dele say healing, healing, miracle. You see, it's just around him. That is what somebody I like. I like that thing. You very soon, that thing will burst forth in his life. You will see it. I like that kind of attitude. Go to YouTube. Watch. Look at how they are manifesting this thing. Hallelujah. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Can you appreciate him? Hallelujah. Common sense to activity. Very, very common. Very simple. Many of us, we have data. What do you do with our data? Apart from those of you who are studying, you have research work you are doing, but for the rest of us that we don't have such challenges. Amen. You know, it's interesting, and I came across somebody who works in the healing ministry. I just came across his videos on YouTube, and I've had to download it to be watching and all that. One thing I found out, but I'm trusting God to help, is to understand the role of the mind. It is very, very key. As a man thinketh. You cannot walk in the supernatural if you are not thinking about the supernatural. What they call work, all these things is basically your mind. It works through your mind. The Bible says to be carnally minded, but to be spiritually is mind. There is very little Holy Ghost can do if your mind is not set on it. If automatically the spirit world knows what your mind is set on. They just know. I don't know how they know, but they just know. So if our minds, we may be speaking in tongues, but our minds are set on vanity, chances are that these things will remain dormant, like he said. The place of the seed, the Bible says, as long as the earth remains, seed and harvest time will not cease. It's a principle we must learn. What I think I've had time to talk to you in school, that eternal life is a seed. They dropped it there. You grow it. The thing must grow. It takes time. It takes a process of time. Everything about the kingdom comes to us in form of a seed. So the way these things work is like you pay. See, just like you take time to tend. I made some resolutions a few days ago, but I didn't keep up with the resolution. I said I'll be watering my plants so that they will not die. Doing this, I did it first night, and I didn't go back there because my mind was not there. I didn't set my mind on it. Yes, I know it is right to keep these things alive so that I can have harvest in the time. Look, the best time to make money is to do dry season farming. Blessed are thou that you have access to borehole. For thou shalt eat the fruit of your compound. Hallelujah. Well, Cheyenne and Gang, where are they? Cheyenne didn't come tonight. We are there. We only talk. And all my free land is wasting. And we have water. I don't see any reason why I should go to market. But that's how far it goes. Because our minds are not there. So the opportunity remains a potential. Like he said, latent. And I can talk and say, I can plant rice here, I can plant guinea there, I can plant. Pastor Bill, how far with your farm? Oh, is that your wife now? It was not your wife that. I think it's the same with these things. If your mind is set on it, you'll find that your mind will keep drifting there. To keep drifting there. And over time, I don't know, you guys went to school. When you have been given a problem, an assignment, and you think over that assignment, you find out the thing will just begin to open. And I think it's the same. Oh. Pastor set his mind on wanting to interpret and prophesy and interpret. That's what he set his mind on. What have you set your own mind on? What do you want? Like he said, maybe because I know people like the prophetic. But everything comes with a price. So none is free. None is free. Don't let me deceive you. I'm telling you up front, everyone comes with his own price. At a level of stepping into ministry with their gift, it becomes a different ballgame entirely. I might communicate it to us. So, you may like work, but one other thing I see that the one that your mind goes to easily, your mind just keep drifting. Oh, I just wish. Like I said, Pastor Dilly, what, 5-10 minutes? Look, have you noticed all these YouTube posts? It's about healings. You know that's where his mind is. So sometimes he gives prophecies, he interprets, but that is not his area of emphasis. And of course, it is in Nigeria that you want to do PhD. That the lecturer, they just give one lecturer. You can't be that one. Your own area is, I don't know which one to use. Maybe your own is last transform. You say, no, I'm not in Laplace, I'm in Bernoullian equation. And that's where they will just take you to. And you find that you will struggle and you will not make it. But over there, they will say, what is your interest? You write something about what you want to come and study for PhD. I have not studied one before. Proposal. You write a proposal. They will look for a lecturer who is in that field, who will mentor you. So, don't let us be jack of all trades. Of course, at that level, of we are all believers. Let's start trying. But one thing I want to charge us, don't remain a babe. Let us keep on. You can. None of you will ever be like. At least at this point, tomorrow, Lord, I want to be like Archbishop Dawes. I want to raise the dead. Archbishop is a very peculiar person. One thing I noticed about him that he was very stubborn. There are some of these things that you cannot operate if you are not stubborn. Very, very stubborn. He's a man that does not take no. He's not afraid of anything. He doesn't fear anybody. The idea of you can say no, could also come to his mind. Some of us are very, very, if I say, sir, can you borrow me? Can I borrow your book? If you go and say no, the thing will pain you, go. Sure, you understand that kind of pain, go. You can't walk in those realms if you have that kind of attitude. Are you with me? You must be daring. You say, if your faith says yes, God will not say no. That's a kind of mind. You see, it's a mind thing. Your mind, your attitude, all those things must tally together. I was told of Archbishop one day. He was coming back to Nigeria and he saw Nigerians were stranded at the airport. And he went to him and said, why are you here? They said, we cannot go because we have excess luggage. But they can't. And he went to this, carry their hands up. Move them. Enter the plane. All the people said, yes, sir. That's all of them enter the plane without paying one couple for extra luggage. I can't try it. Because Kini any foundation, you must be like Ogboju Ode. Praise God. If you look at Paul, you think it's easy to be crossing the whole world looking for Christians to kill? That's the only person that can do that work that God wanted. He was equipped for that. He was wired. Thank you, sir. He was wired for it. He was configured. Some of us, we need to reconfigure you. You are too timid by nature. That's why these things will not work, because your nature needs to be, you need to be rewired. You need to have an encounter. We all need it. Praise God. You know, God needs to help us. So, then let's start with the like you said, with the ABCs. You have a decree, bring your lay hands. It may not work that day, but just keep on laying hands. I also want to say something too. I read it, was it T.L. Osborne? I think it was C.L. Osborne. I don't know. One of those men. He had an assistant that used to go with him. Is it a lost bond or it was still a lost bond? So the assistant was sick. He had grown old and he had cancer and was dying. So he went to visit him in the hospital. And after they saw him, encouraged him, he knew he was going to heaven in any case. So, and he just prayed, Father, we just thank you for your servant. Lord, we thank you, give you praise. We just appreciate you. And he finished praying. And they left the room. And the granddaughter ran after him and called him back. He says, sir, you did not pray for my grandfather. So what are you saying? We all prayed for him. Said, no. So I used to see you on the crusade ground when you pray. I didn't see that fire in you. So suddenly the man's face just changed. The man's countenance. See, I notice it in you. He's a very gentle person. Give him a microphone. Something will come upon him. I don't know whether he does. The thing will just rest upon you. Once you just stand there and start talking, the thing will just rest. The man just turned around and walked back there. In the name of Jesus. And he started down my maid, and man was healed. Because there's something that turns him into something on the crusade ground that ordinarily when he's at home, it's not like that. Praise God. It's not like that. That's why it was possible for Elisha to die of sickness. And yet the thing was resident in him. Even his book was there. You see, his mind just could not shift. It's something we have to work on. And in the next months, God will open those things to us in Jesus' name. Can we appreciate the two servants of God that blessed us? Hallelujah. I don't know whether you have a few words to share with us before we go. You are here tonight. All right. Okay.
I think first and foremost, it is important for every one of us to come to the conclusion that we are in the primary classes of learning signs and wonders. Let us just develop that mindset. That usually I've somehow criticized the school of miracles. But I discovered that, yes, there is what we call the school of miracles. School of science and wonders. These things can be learned. And it is in learning it that we can practice it. So we must have that mindset that I'm going to classroom to learn certain work of the Spirit. Because they are there. I love the way he put it. They come in a seed form. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is an indication that each and every one of us has that deposit of that power which could be manifestly declared even in his name. Now, like he said, I was telling my wife, there is no time, sir, when I come to church that I have not cried and desired before God that I want to receive for your people. I honestly pray for it. I eager for it. I cry for
Hallelujah.
It. Previous night, I will talk to God. I want to receive. Where two or three people gather together in your name, you are there. You are not just there to look at us, what we are doing. You are here to talk to us, and I try to for it, I hunger for it, and each time when I sit down, my antenna is set. I set my mind on it. I don't know, Pastor has also noticed that. I set my mind on it that, God, what is the next thing? What is the plan? What is the purpose? There are things that, and of course, listen, for those of you that are still in the habit of reading Mies and Boons, you can't walk in it. For those of you that are still in the practice of certain, I don't know the recent book that you read in your days. In our own day, there is what we call Los Van Rampa. There is what we call, Chase Adley Chase. There's what we call
James
Adley Chase. There's what we call Hey Setter. Those books influence our lives. I don't know the kind of books that you read now. But if you want to walk...
They are reading coding.
Coding, okay. Yeah. It's okay. Coding, so that at least you can also be useful. I love that. What I don't like is you, when you sit like a stupid person, beside looking at Kinongpe Yoruba film, African Magic. Oh, you are stupid. This is not the time to watch African Magic. Honestly speaking, what? African Magic? Who deliver? Kinongwambe. Do you understand Kinongfekwe? The first thing I do is that, what are they going to teach me? Kinongfekwe me. So I turn off my mind. And when I come, I notice that there is African Magic playing on my television. The first thing I do is to change it. Because there is nothing to... So you can't walk in it. So you have to shift your mind. You just have to look at certain things and pick interest. I was telling my wife, now I said, it's all about interest. Covet. When you covet certain gift, God will give you. When we go to crusade ground, of course, what happened... I want to see it happen in the church. And I was telling her, I said, it also depends on the atmosphere. An atmosphere when you don't believe. Jesus Christ could not heal common headache in Nazareth. Because people could not believe. When you are in an atmosphere, people, they look at him. There's a big pastor dancing low sorrow. It won't work. But when you are expectant, because it takes two people. The one who want to do, the one who want to receive. I think Pastor gave us a quite graphic picture of how miracle works when he was describing the people that came and they removed the roof.
Okay.
How will miracle, even if, look at this person too, that said, even the dogs eat from the crumbs of his master's table. Desperation. But you are not desperate and you want miracle. Pastor Jayola was saying that he has not seen it work. We have not seen people who are desire it. I'm telling you, I have been in crusade ground. You see people who desire miracle. And when you see that kind of people, it motivates your faith. Just like the example that you gave now about the granddaughter of the lost born. So it has to do with me and you. It has to do with you, with him and you. If he's prepared, you are not prepared, can you walk? We must all prepare. We must go get set. Even the little one. Kilo killer of a miracle fish redeem. Because what you Pastor Kumu Pastor Adeboye. How many other people lost a miracle near Pastor Adeboye? And yet we have Kale Jaye, when he goes out, but when he's in that altar, people will be sleeping. Who? Why? Because they are waiting for Adeboye to come. They are waiting for Adeboye to come. How do you knock off your head on spiritual things? How do you put padlock? You can't put padlock on your head, on your mouth, on your thinking faculty, and you think that you will receive miracles. You just have to open up. He ministered and I was thoroughly blessed because my antenna is set. Two of them, I was prepared. I was not looking at year 2025. Do you understand? But of course we know that that's kind of humility, but that was ungodly humility. Do you understand? Yes.
I believe he will repent.
Yes. Let's get prepared. I was telling mommy about him. I never know that he has this so much. I know he's anointed. But I don't know that this so much grace is upon him. Send this man to anywhere. He will do exploits. He will do great work. Because you have seen the manifestation of the Spirit.
It's in Akumba now.
Sir?
It's in Akumba now. It's in Akumba. You're a man of God. Kalawali. You release it. Man of God, share a word with us.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me apologize for my absence at convention. I had planned that I would take part. But somehow I had to go to Lagos and Okonkolura. By the time I got to Ado, my body was not normal. So have to apologize. I'm sorry. I missed church. I have things due in Elizabeth tomorrow, but I chose to come today.
Thank you very much, sir.
I wanted to take part. But, sir, I have to also do a video recording teaching. That's why I came late. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I joined the train that the Holy Ghost has been carrying the church in, even though I came at the tail end. And something struck my mind that we also have to be careful what we imbibe and what we allow to fill us. No matter how much the Lord's servants feed us, if we have wrong substances inside before we are fed, we will not be able to flow aright. I find out that our generation is a knowledge-hungry generation. But in that hunger, we are also losing discernment. So we swallow every bit of information so badly that when the word of his power now comes, there is no space in us to actually have it, much less digest it. I think every one of us, looking at the power of the kingdom and the need, sir, Brother Bola, when I was a younger believer, I wanted God's power to manifest in my life. When I was serving in 1991, my desire was to carry God's power to my generation. But sir, I'm sad to tell you that along the line, I allowed my pursuit of a good job, and you know, some of the things we had, gradually we settled down. Time's up. Is that?
No. It was for the former speaker. But it's going to time up now for all of us. It's almost 7 now.
But I realized that along the line, you know, some other desires just overtook that. I became contented with teaching. But every time I see people sick, twisted and tormented, I think, God, how is it that we can't be like John G. Lake? You know, and just enter hospitals and say, do you believe Jesus can heal you? And whether the man can speak or he cannot, in the name of him that rose from the dead, rise up. And sir, Pastor, I think you have done a lot of teaching. And all of us, even me that I'm in Ado, we need to purge ourselves of some excesses that are not profitable.
Really?
Our generation goes on social media and we imbibe the good, the bad, the ugly. And then we lack the power to actually separate the profitable from the unprofitable. So we just keep amassing information. And so somehow I feel that we are not able to move at the right speed because we have a lot of junks inside many of us. Sir, you talk about African magic, sir. It's unfortunate that many people watch films and retain the nonsense in the films. Some of us can watch it the next minute. And the next minute, after you have watched Infinity Avengers stuff, we will retain it and retain all the nonsense inside. And when the truth is being spoken, that should set us on fire. There is already ice block waiting for the fire. So as the fire is coming, the fire is going out. I'm thinking that we all have a challenge to begin to check what we swallow. I'm talking spiritually now. What realm of communication, you know, has unrestricted access to our souls? If we are filled, vessels are meant to be filled. If we are filled, power will flow. But if something else is in us, before the filling comes in, sorry, Mama Sonny, we may not leave this place. May our hearts find wisdom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we rise on our feet and just let's begin to just talk? Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench these thirstings of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more.
Fill my cup.
Fill it up and make me whole. Count 6, 1, 3 times just before we go. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord.
lifting up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole.
Can we just be talk to the Lord and ask the Lord to fill us? So much has been said tonight. How thirsty are we? Jesus made it so plain and couldn't have made it plainer than that. Said, blessed are those that thirst and hunger for righteousness. The thirst and the hunger for righteousness. Some of us, we need to be healed. Some of us, we need to be delivered. Some of us, we need to be rewired. Some of us, we need to be reconfigured. Some of us, the Lord needs to take away the wrong desires of our hearts and put the desires for righteousness into it. Some of us, we love iniquity and unrighteousness. Of Jesus, it was said, he loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God is God anointed him. He was a lover of what was right. Lord, I want to be a lover of righteousness. I want to love that which is right in the sight of God. I have not loved as I should love. I have loved vanity. My heart strays into vanity. My heart is controlled by vanity. Lord, I need deliverance. I need deliverance. I need deliverance. You need deliverance. Some of you need to be reconfigured. You need to be rewired. Lord, you know I'm a timid person. I need to be rewired. Some of us are not aggressive. Some of us have been trained to be timid by nature. We grew up to be timid. Our parents taught us, the environment taught us that you must not be ambitious. Paul was an ambitious man. And he said he wanted to preach where Christ was never preached. His ambition drove him. We can't walk with God if we are not ambitious. Pastor Bello told us that every time he kept his ambition, he wanted God to speak. We need to be ambitious. Lord, I'm asking for you to reconfigure me. I'm asking you to rewire my mind. I'm asking that you will open my capacity and expand my capacity. Some of us, you have noticed the deposit of the Spirit on your inside. That thing has been struggling to find expression on your inside. But because of the things you have set your heart upon, that thing is getting dormant. Paul said to Timothy, stir up into flame the gift that came upon you by the laying on of my hands. Lord of heaven, I want these things to be stirred up. I have to hate wickedness. I have to hate iniquity. Lord, give me a perfect hatred for iniquity. Give me a new heart. God promised that I will take away the heart of stone and I'll give you the heart of flesh. Lord, take away this heart of stone. Take away this heart of stone, Lord. Take away this heart of stone and give me the heart that is amenable to your spirit. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus. I want help. Lord, I want help. Help me. Help me. I don't want to remain a loser. I don't want to remain a non-entity. Plant in me that fire, that desire for the supernatural, that desire for the things of the Spirit. Help me, O God. Limbredo sobre halabrene kadoja namandras. Remalembrede kedo bombrene mosa kambranele kantosi. Indrele kembrobolobo janamananda. Indrede brushede brusele brine moste. Lord, burn the chaff in my life. Burn the chaff. Burn the chaff. Burn the chaff. Let the chaff burn. We spoke about the exercises, the faith walk, the fasting and the prayers. Oh, Father God, help us to set our hearts.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.